We're talking today with the livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel, OSU. Daryl, cattle on feed numbers out. Numbers seem to be fairly close to what the trade was expecting.
I think so. There really weren't any surprises in this report in terms of pre-report expectations. Placements and marketings were both just about as expected. The on-feed total comes in about 2% up year over year, which is exactly what was expected.
In your mind, I know that placements seem to be pretty big as far as the pre-report expectations. It seems like we're starting to really build some inventories once again.
We are. On January 1, we had a bigger estimated feeder supply, and so that says the cattle are coming at us, and we're seeing that happen now with these bigger placements month over month, and we're going to see that for many more months going forward. There's a couple things to keep in mind. One is that we're starting again. We're comparing to a really low level last year, so that's one thing to keep in mind. And when you look at placements relative to history, these are fairly big year-over-year increases, but the totals are still fairly small in some sense, at least on a moving average basis. And so, we're building into bigger numbers. We know that's going to happen. The market shouldn't react necessarily to that big number. It ought to be pretty priced in the market. That said, last month I would argue we probably overreacted a little bit to the big placements, and we may see some reaction again this month.
In regard to the the overall currentness of the market, this report to give you any indications that we might not be able to maintain that currentness?
I don't think so. What we're placing now sets us up for the next few months. But I think when you look at slaughter rates and the marketing's number, basically, even though we've got bigger feedlot inventories and we're placing more cattle, so they know they're going to get even bigger as we go forward. In my mind, the feedlot industry is in better shape this year at this point in time than it was a year ago when we had small placements. But we also had dismal marketings that ultimately got us into a lot of trouble. This industry, this feedlot industry is really kind of leaner and meaner this year, if you will, in terms of the discipline. We pulled weights down, and all of that sets us up about as well as we can be set up to handle the fact that we're going to have bigger numbers of cattle here in the second half of the year.
In your mind, are we in pretty good shape as far as the market signals that continue to tell these guys to go ahead and not try to add extra pounds on these animals?
I think so. I mean, there's a combination of things. We did learn a pretty rough lesson last year, what happens when you don't do that, and I think that did impress on some people. More importantly, probably, is, we've got the feeder cattle prices down relative to fed cattle prices, so there's some opportunity for margin. There's more incentive in general for feedlots to maintain a higher throughput, if you will, a faster rate of turnover in the feedlot, and that's certainly true as long as we have these live cattle futures discounted towards the end of the year. And as long as that stays in place, then the feedlots have got a lot of incentive to move these cattle sooner rather than later, and that's probably good for us overall as we finish out the second half of the year.
Finally, that 2% bigger on-feed number compared to 1 year ago, that's in line with what you're thinking, right?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we know the numbers are going to get bigger, and again, we're comparing to a small number. So what we're really seeing now in a big general way in the cattle industry is this transition from an industry that's been getting smaller for a lot of years, and now we're seeing it get bigger, particularly at the meat level as we come out of the feedlot and we go to slaughter and we see these the beef production start to really go up here. We're still in that transition, but again, we know that's going to happen. I think we're set up pretty well for it at this point in time, and we're in pretty decent shape to handle that going forward, and it really then is going to come down to what's the demand side. If the demand comes on, both domestic and international demand, to these bigger supplies, that's going to determine sort of how fast and how much prices have to adjust in the industry.
Thank you, Daryl. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist at OSU, talking with us about the latest cattle on feed numbers released Friday afternoon from Uncle Sam. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.